say that what is the meaning of reason, and what is the nature of this reason, and what does it mean that Almighty God has asked the reason to come forward and to go back. Reason in the language as a term means understanding the things and perceiving them, that power by which we understand the things and know them. Reason is, as such, is a term used for many things. The first thing, the first meaning of reason is the power by which we perceive good and evil, and we know the difference between them. And we are able to know the causes of different things which need a cause, and what is the result of that causes. So the reason in this meaning is the one by which we deserve to be rewarded or punished, because by this ability which Allah has given to us, we know the good thing and we know the bad thing, and we know the causes for the good and the bad and every activity in life, and we can perceive that. So we deserve to be punished if we have done anything wrong, and we deserve to be rewarded if we do anything good. So that is one of the meanings of reason which is mentioned. The second meanings of the reason said it is malaka, it is an ability with the person, or it is a condition of the soul of the person which will call the person to choose the good things and whatever useful for him, and to avoid bad things and the harmful things. So it is state of the soul which, by which the person can control his selfish desires and will be encouraged to do good things. Now this, the first one you said it is a power of perceiving. Here you say it is a condition of the soul, it is an ability. These two meanings may be actually meaning the same thing, they have the same meaning, and might be different, because in the second instance, that state of the soul means the best and the most superior condition of the first meaning, that you say it is the ability of understanding good and evil. But knowing and being encouraged and practiced are two different things. In the first term, it is only knowing the good and bad. In the second definition, it is not only knowing, it is that ability which encourages us to restrict ourselves to do good things and avoid doing bad things. So it is actually more than the first condition. So we see that according to a hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put that ability with every human being to perceive the good and bad, he knows it. And also there is an extra thing, some of people are encouraged more to do good. And those who are doing bad, you know, we ask them, is cheating good? He says no. So he perceives, he understands, but he does not have that courage to do it. So his reason are only of the first type, not of the second type. Those who know and practice they have reason of both the types. He perceives and he is encouraged to do good and to forbid bad things. Most of the people, they believe in Akhirat. They believe in paradise and hellfire. But still they do not practice. So the ability is there, the understanding is there, but they are not following. There is no encouragement to follow. So their reason is of the first type, not of the second type. So this is the second definition of reason. The third definition of reason is said that ability which one is using for our day-to-day life in business, in economic affairs, in our social affairs, we have certain ability to run our affairs. So you say this is, that man is wise, is with reason, he handles things properly. It is like wisdom here, which the people are using for their day-to-day work. So if he uses it in a good way, well, this type of reason is encouraged. You say, well, he's a wise man, he's a good man, he has reason. He's sensible. You raise him. But if he uses it in cheating the people, he can earn his money but by through cheating. We do not call it that he's very clever with reason. No. He said he is going in a satanic way. He's going with mockery. That is not reason. That is not rational. That is not encouraged. It is mockery. Though it looks like reason, because the man is very clever in the sense he can cheat people. But that is not really a cleverness. But that is a satanic way or a wrong way that some people are doing through mockery. So that is one of the definitions of reason might come. The fourth one, the fourth definition, is actually in philosophy that is used. These are states of the soul by which it is eligible to understand theories and certain things of life. And for that, they divided into many groups, that reason or that ability of the soul. So he says that al-aql al-hayulani, al-hayula is the body, I don't know the exact translation, or aql of that malaka ability, or aql in which practically we are using, and so on. These are in philosophy, they use different grades for the soul and how the soul are understanding things by it. But still they might use the term reason, aql for it. The fifth definition of aql is what is differentiating human being from the animal. You say the human being has reason, the animal has no reason. Well, you may call it a brain, the human being has a brain, the animal has no brain. And they mean by brain not the physical brain, but the reason is meant. Well, there is a fifth definition of reason, and that is what the philosophers are mentioning about it. And they say it is an abstract, which is eternal, and is not related to material. And they have lots of details about it. So these are actually different definitions of reason coming in different books. So about this hadith, when you say when Allah has created reason, what does it mean? So mostly we can say it means the first or the second definitions, or both of them, which are practically might be one. Means that ability with the human being which makes him differentiate between good and evil and is encouraged to follow the good things and discouraging him from doing bad deeds and is using that for his day-to-day life in a proper way. That is why he deserves to be rewarded or punished, because he followed the right path or he go to the wrong path. So that is the meaning of the reason here, probably. Now, we come to the other point. What is asking the reason and telling the reason to come forward or to go back now? If the reason is an abstract, an ability, how this ability can come and can go? What does that mean? Here, we can take it in two ways. Either we say it is not a physical thing, but this is like like a show or a drama when you say something. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to make it an example for us and make it very clear importance of reason for the human being, that the human being is blessed with reason and he has to follow his reason. So he's making it like a show in front of the human being and telling that reason has that importance. Allah swear by his mighty that the reason is the cause for rewarding or punishing of the people. And similar to this in Quran is mentioned, like the ayah said about heaven and earth, it says tawan aw karahan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told the heaven and earth, come willingly or unwillingly. They said, we are coming willingly, and they have submitted. Of course, the heaven and earth, apparently, as we know, doesn't have ear to hear or to tongue to reply. But Allah is showing it, that when Allah created heaven and earth, everything is under His control and under His majesty. So He said, the heaven and earth will come by force or willingly. Say, well, everything is submitted to the will of Allah and they come willingly. They come in the sense they follow the rules and regulations created to them by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are, after all, creatures to Allah, and they will follow whatever laws Allah has kept for them. So here, if we say it is like a show, that we are giving a parable, not a real coming and going, so the meaning that Allah wants to show the greatness and importance of this aql. So that is one of the things, you know. The other thing is that it might be real thing, because the reason is with the souls, and the souls were created before creation of the body of the human being. So when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the souls with reason, and they have the ability to come and to go. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, and the certain ayahs of the covenant, taking covenant ahd in Quran, when he said Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a covenant from us before our coming to dunya, and he has told us, am I not your Lord? And all the souls, they say, yes, you are our Lord. So Allah made a testimony that don't say later on that we did not know. Now you know that I am your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, as mentioned in Quran, there are many ayahs, and that by itself is a detailed subject. So what I mean, the ayahs related to mithaq, that is called mithaq, the covenant which was taken from human beings, the same thing, these souls which were at that time, aql was there, and it might be physical coming and going. It makes no difference. So it might be the meaning that the first of creation of aql is in that shape, and that's what is meant. And then here the orders which is given, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to say that the main reason for punishing the human being is his aql. He has aql, and that aql is a very valuable, very great thing. And with this aql, a human being deserves to be high and to be respected, to be rewarded, to ask by Allah to do certain things, because he can do that, while animal is not asked to pray or fast or that, because he is incapable. So the greatness of the human being is with his aql. So Allah is showing that greatness, and because of this aql, the human being is punished or rewarded. So here, one of the things which is mentioned here, one, the other thing which is mentioned, and this one might be not understood or accepted easily by non-followers of Ahlul Bayt, but the followers of Ahlul Bayt, we have a hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that this aql is the reason of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam themselves, because they were the first one to be created, and they were created before creation of anything in the universe. This hadith in certain areas in the Sunni books, actually it is written أول ما خلق الله العقل, means the first thing which was created was عقل. In our hadith is not the first thing. It said when Allah created aql. But in some, this hadith is mentioned in Sunni books, they said the first creation was aql, was reason. And we know the first one was created with the lights of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And I mean, first light of the Holy Prophet, then light from his light, then Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the rest, Fatima Zahra, and the rest of the Imams were created. So if we combine these two hadiths, we say that reason which was created is the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And with them, then here comes the Allah said, you know, I swear by my power and majesty that no creation of mine is dearer to me than you are. We know the creation which is dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So they were perfected. I mean, the meaning, I have only made you perfect in those whom I love, means I have made your love and your wilayat perfect in those who are followers of you, who are especially loved by Allah. Means I made your wilayat and love of you is there in the Shias who are followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And according to wilayat, the orders are comes and the people are punished if they are against Ahlul Bayt or feel hatred to them. So here, what is actually is the meant by aql might be the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from him the lights of the other Imams alayhim salam is mentioned. And now here, the meaning of coming and going. Well, according to some of the ulama, He says the meaning of coming of God, that they are like a mirror, very bright, clear, and the Asma'ullah al-Husna and Sifatullah al-Ya, the attributes of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attributes of majesty, are actually copied in the mirror of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So when he came, he got that knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when he went back, to the people, because soul of the people later on was created, and they have to know Allah through the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We, in our own knowledge, we are very limited, and we cannot understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. So we have to go through Ma'soom, through the Holy Prophet. He will explain to us what is the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why you see the philosophers who are top in knowledge of humanity, when they describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are lost. They may mention many things which actually kufr, not iman. So still the philosophers who are in such a great degree of knowledge, they cannot describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. Who can describe in the Holy Prophet and the Imams alayhim salam, who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the saying of Ahlul Bayt, or in Ahadith, or in Nahj al-Balagha, or in du'as of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, you see how they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully, which no one, no scholar, no philosopher can praise Allah like them. So when they came back, they are facing the human beings, and the human beings understood the knowledge of Usuluddin, and they understood their Lord, understood the meaning of proper Tawheed through the mirror of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, because that was very clean and the facts are there. So this is actually what is meant by coming and going. So here, when it is said, I have not made it perfect, means I have not made your love and the relation with you perfect, except with those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love them and want them to be guided to the right path. والحمد لله رب العالمين. Actually, in some of the hadith, it is mentioned reverse, that go and come back, go first and come back. And it means go to people to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through you, and come back to the high position of majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get more and more of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the going and coming. In this hadith, it is said, the above said first, come and go. And again, come means come to the holy place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to reach, to the high standard and high place, and then go back to people. So you can explain it either way.